Ian Bassarabi. Ian, thank you for looking after the mic whilst I was away.
It's my pleasure. Good morning.
Were people nice to you? Zanati, were you nice to him?
I was very nice.
All right, you said that too loud, so that makes me think that there was a lot of denial in that.
Was there an element of sarcasm in that?
Yeah,
Zanati?
I don't know. Zanati, were you nice to him?
I was very nice. Okay, so there we go. Nicest person.
And the listeners, Zanati actually wasn't worried about it. It was our listeners. I asked them to be nice before I went away.
You paid them well, I can see.
No, I didn't. But I did say, please be nice. And I think they were reasonable.
No, they were. They were very complimentary. And I must say, they liked my music.
I'm sure they didn't mean it.
Mm. No, they didn't. They didn't. But we kept them informed, and we kept the wheels on.
Okay,
I was glad to walk into the studio this morning, and everything's still together. So that was a good sign, positive sign. So yes, it was my pleasure. Thanks, Howard.
Linda Warren says, "Wow, Howard, I can see a record deal coming soon for singing." No, I don't really think so. All right. So okay, yeah. No. So what are we talking about this morning in our future of work?
So it's actually quite apt this morning because of the topic that's highlighting your show with the results coming out and that. And it's really talking about, listeners may recall, there was a challenge put out, and I'm not going to hold you guys to it because I know you were all on holiday. Zanati already pleaded that ignorance. I put out a challenge last year about taking an online course, going onto the various platforms. And I mentioned it in a blog that I wrote, and I'm come back to talk about one of the courses I took, but it's equally important to talk about the fact that we are in an environment of continuous learning and lifelong learning, and not taking away anything from the incredible achievements. And I must say, I've been looking through this morning, and it's really something to be proud of. But equally, the reality of how we live today and the environment we work in, the learning doesn't stop here. And here's my certificate, everyone. So I know you can't see it.
So there you go. So. Let me have a look.
There you go. So
okay. MIA Global Forum. And has certified that Ian Bassarabi has completed 3 weeks MGF Future Fit program and has successfully developed the competence taught therein. Recognition of this achievement, MGF and Fullbridge are honored to present you with the certificate of achievement. Well done. What is MGF?
So MGF is one of the online platforms, and this has been done, and this is the interesting thing. They are working on collaboration with various online various like universities and study centers and all that. And what they do is they take courses and they make them practically available online. Now, what does that mean? That means that typically a course that you would go and sit and have to go to lectures and study and do all of these fancy things, you can now do online. So what they've done is they've brought together two disciplines, if I can call it, the theoretical aspect of the course material that you have to complete, because I guess going on a course and not having any material to study makes it pointless. But equally, what they've done is they've made it enjoyable in a way that you don't go on and just kind of have to sit and read through pages of work. So what this particular course has done is they've incentivized you through a points-based system. So what that happens, and it's what we call this whole concept of gamification. Now, gamification for our listeners basically means that you change the way that the course challenges you. So instead of you getting marks, as an example, you get awarded like points for completing certain stuff. So as you go along the course, and I'll share these screenshots after.
So what is the website? How do we go to?
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll make all of this available online. I'll post it onto Facebook and all of that. But this one in particular is, I'm just getting it up so I give the right one. So if you search Future Fit Learners, and it's a course that says, so you just literally sign up to, MISK Global Forum. You can sign up for them and you can see all the courses that are available there. And the course is for free. That was the amazing thing. I didn't have to pay 1 cent for the course.
I think that is so valuable for people. And you've really, I mean, I guess what we're saying is that you should always be doing something.
Absolutely. So I wish, to be honest, I wish there was actually a crash course in radio presenting. because that would have helped me immensely.
Yeah, that would be useful.
Yeah,
hey,
can you imagine? Yeah,
no, I wouldn't mind one of those.
I'm looking for one because, like, when no, jokes aside, but
no, I'm not joking. You know, I stepped behind a mic very much like you did.
Yeah.
With no formal training,
no.
You know, and you learn and you trained. I was very fortunate that my first. The first time I was in studio, not for an interview, but for a longer period was with Kathy Kaler. So
yeah.
I could learn the whole time whilst I was, so it was more of a practical
Absolutely,
training.
Yeah.
But there was no formal training before that.
Mm.
And you have to pick up all of these things. I read a couple of books on it, but I didn't really know what I was doing.
Yeah.
So it would be very useful, had these things been available.
So Howard, that's so true what you're saying is that, and I pick up a lot from what Lorraine Schrager was saying a little bit earlier about mm-hmm. the whole evolution of schooling and just touching on the elective side of things. This online training or the ability to now go and literally pick and choose anything that you want to is incredible. And the reason I say that is because it takes electives to a different level, because now you literally don't have to be boxed into saying, well, okay, I've done these subjects at school. Now I want to go and do a degree and I've got to now like kind of apply to get into the degree and all that. It's not saying that this is a replacement. Of course.
So I tell you my biggest concern with it, and I said from my own perspective, from the perspective of my family, where we often talk about doing this sort of thing, is you don't know where to start.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm thinking, I'd love to. It sounds so amazing to sit down and do a course and upskill myself in an area. Mm. Ooh, but what area is that going to be? Where do I start? What do I look for? Which sites do I go on? What are good sites? It's a bit overwhelming in terms of starting this process.
Absolutely.
I'd imagine once I've done one course online and I like that environment, then it'll work for me.
So Howard, I would say you need to, first of all, you need to determine how much time you have. And when I say you need to determine how much time you have is because the trap you don't want to fall into is you don't want to overcommit yourself. And then
it's January. We're all overcommitted.
Absolutely, and that's a
what
very
do we do?
Yeah. It's a very valid point that, and at the same time, we don't want to kind of demotivate ourselves because you put yourself into a situation where you sign up for things, you're gung ho. It's like kind of a gym contract, and you go twice, and then you kind of lose enthusiasm and all that. And the one thing about online courses, which I must stress to the listeners, is it takes a lot of self motivation. And a lot of self-discipline. It's not like a classroom where somebody's going to check up on you. You might get encouragements and you might get the odd email that gives you a countdown. Like this course that I particularly did, in order for you to earn the certificate or to be recognized that you completed the course, you had to finish it by the 31st of December.
Oh, okay.
So if you...
That's very clever.
And also what they did was they kept sending you a message. So once you signed up, because it was free, they didn't want people just to sign up and they would say to you, are you sure you want to do this course? Do you? If not, please give it up to a friend. And they actually had a link that you could actually take
so
that guilt
clever.
Out. So there's certain ways, not to punt any particular site, but one that has really worked well and I think it's very easy to navigate is Udemy. So if you
I think you've mentioned that before.
So
let me
Udemy,
go and look at that.
And the reason why I say that is Udemy for me is like,
and
so,
that's UDEMY.com.
Absolutely. And I sort of look, the reason why I'm mentioning it is because you did mention radio and I actually did Google it because I was like a little bit nervous the night before I had to do this. I thought, well, if I could learn radio in one night, it would help.
Yes, because there's nothing like a crash course in radio.
Absolutely.
Believe me, get into studio, that's a crash course.
Trust me.
Either way.
You know, they said diving in at the deep end, that was it. So Udemy, you can literally go and search anything. So if I just went into Udemy now while we're going, and I just searched radio. Let me just see what they've got here.
Yeah, they've got radio frequency. I don't know.
Yeah, so they've got difference. Yeah, media training, radio, how to speak effectively on the radio.
It's also free.
Well, this one's not free, so that's the difference, and that's why you have to look. But if you look at it, this course, for example, is R100. Now, R100 is how many cappuccinos? And if you look at it, it's 25 lectures and it's 6 hours.
Right.
And
amazing.
You can preview the course as well. So you could, to your point earlier, Howard, how do you know what you want to do?
Oh, there's one here, media training, look your best, get the exact quote you want.
You need that.
Howard, you need that.
I'm going to do that. I want to look my best. And for 100 rand, I can look my best.
Okay. And here's one. Radio promotion. How to get a song on the radio. There you go, Howard. You can learn what it takes to get a song on the radio without emptying your pockets.
Right.
There you go.
There we go. Very, very nice.
So what I'm saying is we've literally just gone and looked at one topic, radio. Yeah. There's another one, Radio Programming Director's Guide. So the sky's the limit when it comes to a choice of topic. And as I say, you need to explore. You need to have the courage just to go in and to Google something. And, you know, it was mentioned earlier about people going back and finding like a fascination at school with photography and all of that. How amazing is it now to come out, you've got your matric results as an example, and you're now waiting for your university entrance or your requirements. What have we got? We've got a couple of weeks still until people go into university. You can sign up for an online course in photography. And all that is doing is it's exercising your brain. It's keeping you.
And it makes you a lifelong learner. Time is 8:24. I'm Howard Feldman. We're chatting about the future of work. Benjamin says, "Dear Howard, Ian did a sterling job of minding the morning mayhem. He actually made the pain of missing you not to be that bad." I think Benjamin is a real diplomat. Well done,
well
Benjamin.
Done,
Thank
Benjamin.
You for that. Mm. Karen says, "How's it, Ian? It's good to hear you." Time is 8:25. Time is 8:44. Very good morning if you've just joined us. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem on 101.9 Chai FM. Ian Bessarabi in a studio. Kate says, please, can you give us that website for the study forums again? Kate, we'll do that in just one moment. And well done. Sue says, well done, Ian. Great info. You've encouraged me to keep my old brain learning new skills. That's the best message ever. Karen says, really awesome music. All right, so Ian, it's definitely something we've all got access to. So
Absolutely.
Few of us don't have access to the internet today. Yeah. Certainly anybody listening to the show, I would imagine, will have some kind of access. It is either not expensive or free.
Yes.
You can be learning. And in fact, you know, if you live alone and if you are bored some days, maybe you're a little bit lonely some days, what an amazing way to actually be productive and to learn a new skill or learn something that you've always wanted to learn. If you're interested in art, do a course on art, on art history. There's so much you could do. And it's one thing just sort of watching YouTube videos. And I did a lot of TED Talks. I watched a lot of TED Talks in December, which I felt was kind of the nice holiday thing to do. I could go for a walk, put on my headphones and listen to a TED Talk. But some days you want to be a little bit more productive. You want to sit down with a pen and a paper and actually go through something and gain a skill.
Howard, I think to add to that, the most incredible thing about this is that you're not competing with your classmates or you're not focusing on a result. And when I talk about a result, I'm not talking – the result that you're striving for is far different from an exam mark. In a structured environment like schools and universities, etc., where the certificate that you hang in your office or that you demonstrate as a form of accomplishment needs to have a standard on it. So you need to tell people if you're going to apply for a course at university for, let's use medicine as an example, you need to show that you've got the aptitude, that you've got the capabilities of doing this. But when you're doing these online courses, you're challenging yourself. And the listener that said that keeping your brain young, I think that's a brilliant way to look at it, is because you're not looking to say, oh, well, I did 20 courses and I got distinctions in all of them, but I learned nothing. It's about saying...
It's very much a shift.
Absolutely.
It's a very important shift.
Absolutely.
From, which is quite an interesting, as you said, quite an interesting day to have this conversation following the matric results coming out last night, where we look very, very clearly at how many A's, how many B's, what you can do with that. This is different. This is learning for learning's sake.
Absolutely.
And yes, it can improve your life and it can help you in your current job or look for a new one or look for a new direction, but it might not even be about that. It might just be because you're interested in a subject.
Absolutely. And there was an article last week that we discussed on the show where I think it was one of the student unions or one of the unions associated, USA, I don't know, UASA, I don't know what that stands for, I'll have to go look it up. But the one statement they made, which was very valid, is that with the high levels of unemployment in South Africa, people tend to gravitate back to what they're comfortable with. So people go back and do another university degree. And then what they actually do is what we call unintended consequences. They actually come out overqualified. So now you've got somebody who is highly, highly qualified, but they can't find
a job. That was interesting. When I think about when I started looking, re-examining my life, and I was thinking, what do I do? What do I, you know, and, I went to speak to, it's exactly what you said. What do I know? I know formal education. So I went back to speak to the department at WITS about, you know, furthering my English studies. And they were incredibly supportive and they were really nice. And I was about to go ahead with it and I thought, you know, why do I need to do that? I mean, I would love this, the work. There's no doubt. I would love the course. There was absolutely no doubt about it. But instead, what I did was I sat down and I wrote a book.
Yeah,
because that was actually my passion.
But you advanced yourself further than you probably would have had you gone and put yourself back into that environment.
But I guess you don't really know. You never really know. But it certainly worked out better for me to do that. I would imagine. And I think
I'm so excited.
Why?
Because I've just found, like, on Udemy, like, these courses that I can take.
I wonder
take
why
like
you were so quiet.
Yeah, I'm quiet because I'm out here researching.
I thought you were topping up a breaking news story there, the way that your fingers were tapping on the keyboard.
Wow, I think you already started that course. I was wondering why you're holding your credit card in your hand.
Did you find a new pair of shoes there?
This is better than shoes.
Absolutely.
So there's the website as well. It's Udemy, spelled U-D-E-M-Y. .com.
Right.
I have posted it also on Facebook, so if you follow me on Facebook, you can get it.
So it's UDEMY.com. Right.
You don't even have to register. You can just go there, and there's on the left-hand side, there's even categories. They even make it easier for you to go, so you can literally go and look at business, finance and accounting, right through to music, teaching and academics, health and fitness. You know,
no, we're not going to go there, but I'm saying,
hey, there's one on veganism for you. No, I'm just
joking. Oh, really?
No, I'm just kidding.
The idiot's gone to vegans. God, that's not, I mean, that could be useful.
Yeah, and you can follow that up with self-defense.
Right, exactly. Karen said, it's amazing what is out there. Mm. I watch cooking shows. I get great ideas. Colin says, morning, you're talking about privileged schools. The other results of the majority of SA come out at midnight tonight. All right, I'm not sure if we need to call them privileged schools. It's private schools. It's the IEB result that were released last night. So, they might be privileged. And I think actually anyone who has written matric is privileged, no matter which school you are at.
Well, I think we've also got to get away from this. We stigmatize because we say, oh, well, this school. And I remember when all of this came about and certain schools, and I think there was the debate, it wasn't called privileged, it was called private. Because all the privates went the IEB route and everyone's like, oh, well, oh, now you're putting yourself in a different
place. But even in the black community, it became, there was this thing, oh, you saw Model C.
Model C.
But also, and I remember hearing it, and I'm thinking, okay, is that a compliment or an insult? I don't even know. but it is, we do that to each other, don't we? Like, why? Just celebrate. You know, we had an experience with one of our kids who has struggled through school.
Yeah.
And I've often spoken about him because I think he's one of the most incredibly talented kids and I have no doubt will be an enormous success in life. I have absolutely no doubt or no worry about it, even though academically it's been a massive, massive challenge. And we decided a long time ago that our job as parents was to get him through school without his self-esteem being destroyed.
Yes.
That really was our job. And to make sure that by the time he got through school, that he recognized his incredible potential. Mm. And what we actually did decide at the beginning of last year was not to go the IEB route, but do an online GED matric, which has been incredible for him because he can do it at his own pace. He writes off subjects. He doesn't have this massive exam pressure and results that other kids have. If he doesn't do well on an online exam, he can retake it once he's restudied the work. And it has worked phenomenally for him. But what that's taught us is that, you know, having five kids, of which some are traditionally academic, not all of our kids are. And we've got to find ways. And I think the privilege of living in 2020 and the exciting thing about living in 2020 is that we have options. If we think about what would have happened in the, I matriculated in 1986. If you didn't conform to a normal standard as determined by the powers that be in 1986, you would have been a disaster.
Absolutely.
Whereas today we've got so much available to us. And I don't think it's about privilege or not about privilege.
No.
It's about being able to recognize, you know, we've got to find the right match for the right person.
Howard, you know, that is so important that listeners understand that is that we live in such a different time to historically when many of us did matriculate. And to add on to that point about, I remember how a gap year was frowned upon historically.
What are you lazy?
If you told your parents just getting them to entertain the thought of, I'm actually going to take a break, and maybe I pitched it the wrong way, as I said to my parents, I need to take a break after school.
Ooh, no, so, that wasn't smart.
But the reality now is, if somebody does leave school now, especially for our matriculants, for our grade 12s that have left school now, that have absolutely no idea what they want to do, that is so cool.
Mm.
Take a gap year, because today,
taking a gap year doesn't mean lying on your bed and watching Netflix.
I was just going to say that. The point is that a gap year now means that you can actually become the most successful individual, or you can achieve your success, is because the tools that are available. Somebody could go and do a gap year this year and find the next incredible app or the next incredible solution or develop something and never look back and say, well, thank God I didn't go and conform to what everybody else is doing and do the herd mentality and spend 3 years at university doing something which you're not really sure why you're doing it, because you're appeasing other people.
Well, I can tell you I did that. In fact, one of my kids didn't even realize that because I did reasonably well throughout school, I got accepted to, I decided, you know, at a young age, or it was decided for me that I was going to do medicine. I did a year of medicine, and I found myself in the second-hand bookshop at university almost every afternoon buying the English textbooks. It took me that year, I guess it was a gap year, to say, hold on, this is actually so not what I want to do with my life.
And I
changed courses.
I actually think that the kids that do very well are the ones with the pressure that they can't take a gap year. It's like, you did so well, why do you need a gap year?
Keep going.
Exactly.
And
sometimes you just need to find yourself. There's a lovely comment there.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Karen says, I've been working for many years, lying on my bed watching Netflix. Sounds awesome.
can I tell you this?
Can I tell you?
Karen makes a very good point, and it's something that me as a parent, who is very much as much as I try to be open-minded, I'm still very much a traditionalist. And what I've found, especially with my son as well, is my son learns at the speed of need. I call it at the speed of need. And the speed of need is where and when he wants to. So he doesn't conform to saying, well, I need to learn about X, Y, and Z now. What he'll do is he'll be doing something, and like you were talking about TED Talks, he'll get stuck at something. So what he'll do is he'll open up a YouTube channel.
But I think that's amazing, because then that's resources. Look, this whole Netflix thing, I decided on January 1st that I'm not waking anybody up. I'm leaving them to sleep, and then they lay in bed, and everybody, well, they watch Netflix. And I was it wasn't easy for me, but I left all of our kids completely to have that day. But I can tell you, by 7 o'clock on January the 7:30 on January the 2nd, they thought I'd lost my mind, because I was throwing people out of bed, making them be productive in the day. I said, like, Dad, what is wrong with you? I said, because I let you do nothing the whole of it. But they said, but it's still 7:30 in the morning. Like, what do you want us to do on a holiday? 7:30, 2nd of January. So I did very, very well for them January 1st, but January 2nd I lost.
But that's the thing. And you also need, just on that point, on a serious note, you need to also manage yourselves. It's because, once again, it's this challenge of differentiating and separating work from life. You cannot continuously be on the internet studying. You actually have to take time out.
Absolutely.
And that's the problem, is that we get so immersed in this that we actually can forget that we need to take time out. We need to spend time with ourselves in terms of like recalibrating our brains, taking holidays, breathing in fresh air, and remembering. And so I think it's all a case of changing the way we learn, changing the nature of learning itself. You know, that's for me the key things, is that we learn every day. But it's up to us as individuals of what we take in and how we apply that. So, to all of those out there that are feeling like, I don't know where I am, you know, like I've kind of like, I've got to the end of 12 years of my structured school career. And now all of a sudden I have a passion, that doesn't kind of fit the mold of anything that's been.
Or I don't have a passion.
Yeah, and I've got to find it.
I've got to find it. And yeah. I think that's also a big concern that kids have is, you know, why don't I know? It doesn't matter if you don't know. And it doesn't matter if you haven't had something ignited yet. It doesn't mean that it won't. You're only 17 or 18 years old. Go and explore and see what you feel fills you.
And it's the courage, Howard. It's the courage to go out and do it. Mm. And as I always say, don't wait for somebody to come and offer it to you. Mm. It's there. Mm. Mm. You go out. It's up to you to go out to go and find it.
Very difficult for parents.
It's huge.
And, you know, because some kids are self-motivating and others aren't.
Absolutely.
And you've got to also try and find that balance because ultimately you can't do it all for your kids at all because it's never going to work. But you've got to be there for some kids to help them a little bit more than others. Ian, before we let you go, can you please, I know we've repeated it 1,000 times, just give us those websites. I think it's important.
Sure. So the one that we've been speaking about at length this morning is Udemy. So it's udemy.com. I will also post that on Facebook. If you follow me on Facebook or on Twitter as well, I'll post those straight off the show.
Brilliant.
And what I'm also going to do is I'm going to share another one because I think we've spoken a lot about like short courses and all of that. There's incredible online courses as well that are more structured, which means that you can apply for these. As an example, I was talking to you, Howard, offline about a course that I'm doing through UCT. It's done on a platform called Get Smarter. So I'll share that as well. And it's just keep your options open and see what's good for you.